my worst one was when I first came to Nashville. I got a job to shop at Home Network. I worked midnight to 7 or 8. And that was bad in itself because I would work all night long, and then I would go home, shower, and then I had writing appointments all day because I was trying to get the career started. So I'd go write songs and take meetings, trying to just get signed. And I end up getting done about 3 or 4 with all that, go home, take a shower, sleep for a little bit, and then I had to be working at midnight. So the schedule was bad enough. However, what I had to do at the job, I sold knives from midnight to like 7 or 8 a.m. And anytime somebody calls you at 3 a.m. and needs 200 knives for $19.95, it's automatically an alarming situation. You know, I was young, and I had been in a lot of these people's shoes. You know, I had done this. I knew they were drunk. I knew what they had done. They'd just come in from the bar. They flipped on Shop at Home and said, you know what, I need that. So the reason the job didn't last very long for me is I was maybe the worst salesman in history because I ended up talking a lot of these people out. So I tell you what, man, go to bed, call me. I'll be here in the morning. If you still get up in the morning and want these knives, you call me back. And, you know, because I knew what was going to happen. You know, they bought 200 knives for 19. First of all, some of these people, you didn't know where to call the cops. You go, what do you need 200 knives for? You know, I'm not, even though I'm selling them, what do you need them for? It was awful doing that job. And then they got rid of me because they're like, you're the worst. I can't believe you're talking people out of us. Well, man, I've been there. I want somebody to talk me out of buying some of the stuff I've bought at 2 a.m.